This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you proud of me that I continue to call him sir? I feel like it's a good go-to. It's a safe space. Don't get myself into trouble by using other names that I might want to address. Like when people call up and instantly start with, hey, hun, or sweetheart, hi, dear. No, that's okay for the waitress at the local diner because I'm not working. That's not okay when you call my radio show and you're on my turf and this is my work, my place of business. And yet it still happens. My brother, Matthew, he insists. He says it would stop anyone in his tracks from using those pet names for me, sweetie, if I responded with, yo, squirt.
You've told me that before, and I still agree. I think that would stop anybody in their tracks from using that again. Who wants to be called that?
No one. Just exactly. Like you ask any female in the professional realm, I would say 95% of us do not want to be addressed as sweetie or babe or dear or hun or honey or cupcake or any of the other pet names that should be reserved for family and loved ones. I mean, I don't care if, again, if the lady at the local diner calls me that, and if my future hubs calls me baby, that's great, but you guys don't get to. We're working here. I'm working here. A lot of you are drinking, but, you know, you got to figure it out anyway and how to be professional. So next time, I got to remember, squirt.
I think sir worked well, too.
Yes, I didn't need to call him squirt, but just the idea that I continued to call him sir, I'm kind of proud of myself. Sir, get it together, sir. There are photos, sir. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. So we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 56 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. Now, there was a point in time on Wednesday when I was on the phone. So not here at work, but I was on the phone at home. And I did not call the person on the other end of the phone, sir. And I did not necessarily address him respectfully, at least it for a moment. But I did apologize. I will tell you that story coming up in 20 minutes, I promise. Because you all have been asking me for an update on the refrigerator. Oh, just wait. Just wait until I tell you what happened and why I nearly blew my lid. Wait, that's not the right. I suck at cliches. Blew my top? No.
Flip my lid or blew my top, I think.
Both of those things. Why I nearly did both of those things and started yelling at a complete stranger. I apologized. I apologize, but I did for a second there lose my cool. So that's coming up. Also, many of you have sent me posts, tweets about my sweet girl Penny. She is doing so much better. But here's the deal. We're going to have to add administer insulin shots to a pet to the list of things I never thought I would do in my life. So, for instance, put Christmas tree in a stand all by myself. It's one of those things I never thought. Are you eating fruit snacks again?
The only reason I wouldn't eat them is if they're not in there.
Distract me with, I can't look at you while you're eating fruit snacks. So put Christmas tree in a stand all by myself. That was something I never thought I would do in my life. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. Oh, fix my own windshield wipers. Never thought I would do that in my life. But, you know, you get to be older. You're still single. Well, you got to figure out a way to take care of your business because you can't always ask someone to do it for you. Though I do have great neighbors, awesome friends, and an incredible family who shows up when I need them. Oh, my God. Moving in the middle of a pandemic. 80% of the house I moved by myself. That's not something I ever thought I would do. Can I just tell you, for those of you who did it, you can identify, I'm sure. Moving in the midst of a pandemic is as much fun as it sounds. Oh my, 80% of my house I moved by myself. You should have seen my muscles. They were bulging in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, definitely a good workout. In a quarantine time where you can't go to the gym or anything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the gym in my town closed, actually. I mean, they had boosted prices big time, so I had to let my membership go, but you feel bad when businesses close around the country. I know it's happened in many places. So many restaurants that have shut down, so many gyms and other small businesses. My heart goes out to them, to be sure. So I'll tell you the story coming up about the fridge. But for now, you're going to have to be content with this nugget from my personal life. Penny is doing so much better. She's no longer drinking any water that I put down for her. So she actually is just drinking a little water and walking away, which is a great sign because her blood sugar levels were through the roof, so she was drinking water nonstop, which led to some of the problems. She's mostly back eating on her regular schedule. So she didn't eat her entire dinner right away, but when I put it in front of her 30 minutes later, she finished it. She's still pretty wobbly and unsteady, but I did speak to the vet on Wednesday, and we have developed a plan to switch up her meds a little bit. And so we think we're going to help her with some anti-inflammatories. And I'm just telling you, after 5 insulin shots, I don't think I've missed yet. The first one, I wasn't sure it actually got under her skin, but I've become pretty adept with a syringe. I don't know what that says about me.
Yikes.
Yikes, exactly. But you can now call me Nurse Amy. And Liz, if anyone out there needs insulin shots, I'm your girl. Want to hear something else that's crazy? They have, and this is something that humans use, a sensor on your skin where you can then scan the sensor with your phone and it tells you blood sugar levels. It's called, and this is the one the vet recommended to me because apparently she's adapted it for pets, the Freestyle Libre. Now, my grandmother's diabetic, but they just check her sugar. It's not as though she has this sensor.
We have that technology?
We do. Apparently, it's for humans, though. So, for instance, she said to me, you can buy the mechanism or the sensors at Stop and Shop. That's what she said.
Oh, so it's like an attachment that you would put in your phone or on your phone? Or
it's an app.
It's an app.
Right, it's an app, and you would scan it.
Now, I suppose?
Yeah, my phone is so old that I can't even scan QR codes, so I'm not sure I can do it with my phone. Seriously, when I go to a restaurant where, you know how this last year, many restaurants have gone to QR codes because they don't want to hand out menus. I can't go to one of those without someone who doesn't have a newer phone because my phone is so old that it doesn't scan QR codes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's like every restaurant nowadays too.
Yeah, well, so phone is next on my list, but I've been spending a lot of money lately. Brand new laptop, which is right here with me. I was showing producer James earlier that had to be a priority. Anyway, so apparently you can take your phone and scan this sensor that's on their bodies, humans or pets, and it will give you the blood sugar levels.
That sounds incredible. I just I'm trying to understand like how that would work. It scans your skin and it takes your, like how does the sensor through the camera know what your blood sugar is if you don't inject anything into yourself?
No, it's just a sensor that sits on the skin. I don't really know how it does it, but it works for humans.
It's cool. It's awesome.
I'm sure there are people listening who are diabetic and have this sensor or this technology, because the whole point is you don't want to have to keep taking the dog or the human back to a doctor's office or a vet's clinic so that you have them check the blood. But I'm going to need to check her blood sugar periodically. If things continue the way they are right now, which is great. And James has been texting me all the time asking me about Penny. I told him, people meet Penny and they forget all about me. People meet Penny and all of a sudden I'm not nearly as exciting.
I told you I'm the same with Moose, so don't worry.
The people in my neighborhood, they know Penny. They know me as that girl that walks Penny.
Not even Penny's mom.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm Penny's mom. But everyone knows Penny. So she's doing so much better. And hopefully within a few days, I'll be able to start her on these anti-inflammatories that should help her with her walking. But this is really sweet. And then I'll pivot to our show question. She was feeling so much better on Wednesday. Two things happened that hadn't happened in 5 days. Of course, I was fast asleep when the first one happened. But this is what I tell you. Even my dog standing at the bottom of my stairs wakes me up. So I sleep upstairs in my bedroom. The dog, for as long as we've been in this house, and actually in my previous house, same setup, she comes upstairs to sleep. After she kind of rests at the bottom of the stairs for a little bit, she always comes upstairs to sleep because I'm up there. So the last few days, she hasn't had the energy or the will to go upstairs. But on Wednesday morning, I fall asleep for an hour, and all of a sudden I hear clop, clop, her 2 feet on the bottom step, which is how she tells me, Mom, I'm ready to come upstairs, come get me. So out of bed I go, downstairs, bring the dog upstairs, but she did it. Hadn't done that since Saturday. So I was so, so grateful that she wanted to come upstairs. And she promptly started snoring because, you know, that trip up the stairs, whew, it's a doozy. So then the second thing she did, which was amazing, we went on our afternoon walk. We didn't go very far because she's kind of wobbly and unsteady still. But we got back. She didn't need to take a break, which was great. Our morning walk, once again, she plopped right down in the neighbor's driveway. This time the neighbor came out and I said, sorry, my dog just needed a break. He said, I completely understand. No problem. As we're sitting in his driveway. So in the afternoons, she did not take a break. We didn't go very far, but get this. We get back to my yard. She drops down in the grass like she normally does, and she tried to roll over. She didn't quite get all the way over.
The attempt is what counts.
Yes, but she was so happy. She was in a patch of sunlight. She was rolling around. She was getting dead grass all over her because she knows how much I love that. And she was just so happy to be outside in the sun, in the cold. By the way, it was, you know, a balmy, whatever, 20 degrees, and the dog's perfectly content. So Penny is much more like herself. And I'm so grateful that many of you care. Thank you. Just a lot of prayers and a lot of worry over the last 5 days and no sleep, which is probably why I still sound like this. My cold is gone, but I'm just not getting enough rest for the vocal cords because right now I'm sleeping like 3 to 4 hours in a shot. But it's fine. She's totally worth it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So my volatile phone call I'll tell you about in a few minutes. But we threw out a new show question. And I will just tell you right off the top, I have about a dozen answers for it already, but I don't want to give you my answers until I hear from you. Okay, so the question is, to this point in the NFL season, so to date, what's the biggest stunner? I don't care if it comes from the playoffs. I don't care if it comes from the regular season. It can go all the way back to week 1 for all I care. To this point in the NFL season, to date, what's the biggest stunner? I don't care how you answer the question. Doesn't matter to me. But like I said, I've already got about a dozen responses. And so I'm going to hold off a little bit until we start to see your responses come in. 855-212-4227. James is bored. He needs to answer the phone. He loves to talk to you. Wink, wink. I can't actually wink. Can you wink? I can't wink. It looks like I have a twitch.
I can wink. You can't wink.
I can't wink. Do you know the other thing I can't do is whistle? Can you whistle?
Yes. I couldn't for a while, but I learned maybe what? Like
no
early
one
high
learns
school, middle
to
school.
Whistle.
I really practiced because I really wanted to learn how to whistle. So I kept doing it and doing it. And I finally
practiced.
Yeah. I used to only be able to do it when I like would inhale and now I could do it the normal way. But yeah, I can't do it with
Let's
the fingers
it.
Though.
Oh, see, I can't do that. Here's mine.
Yeah. It's a little whistle. It's like a small
All
train.
Right. I know you're very encouraging, but you don't have to lie.
I hear it.
I definitely can't do the whistle that you whistle like someone you think is hot, which now, of course, is canceled. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No, don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, you can't do that anymore. I can't do that whistle either. So I can't whistle and I can't wink. It looks like...
Can you roll your tongue?
Nope, can't do that either. Wow. Boring as hell.
How about, like, curl your tongue? Anything?
No,
None
I can't.
One of those cool things?
Seriously? Okay, no one asked you.
I cannot do any of those things.
My coolness is... My cool factor is non-existent. But I do have a pretty sweet job, so, you know, there we go. That's the talking point. Who cares if I can whistle? Actually, I would like to whistle.
Honestly, if I was hanging out with someone and they just started whistling and wouldn't stop, I really wouldn't want to hang around that person much longer.
Oh,
so maybe it's better.
See what I mean? James always finds the silver lining. Don't worry, Amy. Everyone likes my dog more than they like me, too. If you whistled all the time, I wouldn't like you. What? That's good, though. So on Twitter or Facebook, what is the biggest stunner of the NFL season to date? All right, so 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we're going to take a break here so I don't go too long, and then we'll come back, and not only will we get your responses, we'll start to get them from social as well as the phones, but I'll tell you why I was yelling at a person I did not know on the phone briefly. It was mere seconds, and then I apologized, but I'm going to cop to it. But wait until you hear what happened with my refrigerator.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Ha. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
For the shotgun snap. He has the ball. He's back to throw. Looking, throws over the middle. Bobbled, intercepted. Yeah. The Bengals have it at the 47-yard line. 20 seconds on the clock, and the Bengals will have the ball about 15 yards away from Evan McPherson's long field goal range for the win. The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah,
it's on its way.
Yeah,
it is good.
Yeah.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the final four.
I was sitting on the bench with Kevin, and I wish those mic'd up people were right beside me, because I was talking to Kevin. I was like, all we need is an interception or a fumble recovery. And we'll get one play in field goal range. And I know we're going to end it there. Because honestly, I didn't want to go five quarters. So I think this team deserves kind of a rest. And so anything to keep them from having to play more football.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Evan McPherson, rookie kicker of the Cincinnati Bengals, with, I would say, an ego to match one Aaron Rodgers. But you know what? You need that in professional sports. Otherwise, you likely don't make it to where you are. You can have an ego and be humble at the same time. That's okay. I have an ego. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived to this point. I know I'm really good at what I do, but I'm also humble about it because I recognize that it's all also by the grace of God that I still had opportunities and that I continue to get to do what I love. So you can be both. Some guys are not both. Let's just be honest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The epic play-by-play of those huge moments, the third Ryan Tannehill interception, and then the Evan McPherson kick. The Bengals just beat the Titans again on NFL Network, and now they've reverted to an old Patriots game. I didn't see who they were playing, but an old Patriots game where Belichick and Brady are collaborating. But that doesn't matter. But the four games from this near-perfect divisional weekend are being replayed over and over on NFL Network if you want to watch them again. I think actually it's super cool to be able to see them when you don't have the stress of not knowing what's going to happen. Now, you remember the last time the Bengals and Chiefs played, it was Week 17. It just happened. It was in Cincinnati. It was the first of those two games in which, no, I'm sorry, second of those two games in which Joe Burrow passed for nearly 1,000 yards. And it was also a game in which Ja'Marr Chase had well over 250 yards receiving and just a phenomenal connection the two have established in Ja'Marr's rookie year. We know they were LSU teammates. That certainly helps. But this is the NFL. It's faster. Guys are stronger. The DBs and the defensive secondary is a lot better. So for them to be able to not only see Ja'Marr fight through kind of that rookie wall, which happens for a lot of these guys because they've never played as long as they have in their first NFL season, but to have such great success, I mean, clearly that's one thing that Zach Taylor can be thankful about as they head into Kansas City for the AFC Championship.
They took advantage of some one-on-one opportunities, and it was accurate throws, good coverage awareness, and Ja'Marr made some great plays. They were on the same page, you know, against some of the zone coverages. Chiefs do a great job of employing a variety of schemes and, you know, trying to keep you off balance. And I thought that Joe and Ja'Marr did a good job being on the same page and making the most of their opportunities.
These young quarterbacks are great for this league. He's one of them. So he's a heck of a football player. And, he does a nice job with those guys. And Zach does a nice job with them, along with their coordinator and coaches. So he's a coach's kid that knows the game and kind of gets it.
I like that. I love that Zach Taylor delivered game balls to different bars in the Cincinnati area, knowing how much it would mean to the fans for him to show up. And the fact that the fans finally get to see their team into an AFC championship again. This is one of my favorite stories of the NFL season. And honestly, as I pose our question to you on this edition of After Hours, what is the biggest stunner of the NFL season to date? This certainly could qualify. I didn't even think, well, it's not that I didn't think they would win the AFC North. I just anticipated that Baltimore or Pittsburgh or even Cleveland would have a better shot at it. I knew the division would be one of the toughest in football. They clinched the AFC North in Week 17, and now look at them. Heading to Kansas City for this massive test against the Chiefs. So what is the biggest stunner of the NFL season? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Back half of this hour, we're going to take your calls because we've got, I don't know how many phone lines we have, but we have a lot. we have a bunch of callers who want to answer the question, so I appreciate that. But I promise, one of my big things that I need to do more of this year is really be true to our teases, because people stick around and listen. When I tell you, hey, I'm going to talk about this coming up, and it's something you're interested in, then I need to pay off on the teases, is the phrase that we use in the biz. So I called Home Depot, now the online outlet for Home Depot, because I purchased my refrigerator online in the beginning of January. First of all, it took me 3 times calling the damn 800 number to actually get through to someone. The first time sent me into this rabbit hole of automated responses, which just makes you so angry. The second time I got back to the point where I thought I was going to get an actual customer service rep, and I got disconnected. So I call a third time. And at this point already, my brain is like ready to explode. So this man answers the phone. His name was Emmanuel. He seemed relatively personable. He said something along the lines of, can I help you? So usually I say, hello, my name is Amy, whatever. I was so ready to talk and tell my story that I launch right into it. I ordered a fridge from Home Depot. It was supposed to be delivered 2 weeks ago. I waited all day. No one ever showed up. I never got a call, la, 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 la. I finally saw that the tracker had rescheduled the delivery, but I don't ever know why, and I don't know where my fridge is. So I go into this whole thing, and the guy says to me, he starts responding. Okay, let's figure out what happened. Then he goes, oh, first of all, hello, how are you this afternoon? He like stopped right in the middle. He said, what is your name? Can I get you to confirm your name and your address? So I said, I'm sorry. At that point, I said, I'm sorry. I know I just launched right into it.
He was trying to calm you down.
After he started, he said, I know I launched into it too, but we're going to get to the bottom of this. Let's just go back to the beginning. So then he goes through my account. Okay, I'm breathing. He goes through my account and he says, the note on your account indicates that the customer changed the delivery date. Meaning I was the one who put off the delivery of the refrigerator, the missing refrigerator that never showed up, that I still don't know what happened to or where it is. The note in my account from the people who were supposed to deliver my fridge, they doctored my account to say, customer requested a different delivery date. He reads this to me. I start yelling, no joke.
I don't have an explanation for what happened.
I don't care if it had been Bill Belichick. I still would have started yelling. That is not what happened. I did not do that. I waited all day. I was here. I canceled all my plans. And I go on for like maybe 30 seconds. And then I stop mid-sentence and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's not your fault. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just yelling. I said, I do that a lot. He laughed and he said, I'm going to yell too in a second. This is wrong. He was so
cool. He's on your side.
Yes, he definitely was. And he said, I'm just reading you what the account said. Sir, I promise I'm not lying. I swear to you, that's not what happened. I get fired up again. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm not taking this out on you. It's not your fault. He said, they pay me to deal with frustrated customers. And you're my last call of the day.
Look at that.
Anyway, he was very cool. And he said to me, so here's what you can do. You can either accept the delivery on Friday. I said, it's supposed to snow on Friday. Or he said, you can cancel it and start all over again. I said, if I cancel it, do I get a full refund? Because I'd already paid for the refrigerator. He said, absolutely. This is a third-party delivery company. It's not Home Depot. We will cancel this order right now, and you'll get a full refund if that's what you want to do. He was very accommodating. And I said to him, I do want to buy a refrigerator. I will at some point in 2022, but this makes me so angry. I do not want to deal with whatever this delivery company is and whoever they are and whatever happened. That's just wrong. They try to play it off like I changed the delivery date.
Yeah, I would get them out of my life immediately.
They were canceled.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that refrigerator, your refrigerator, was going to show up this Friday after, what, 2 weeks of it not being there and rescheduled to you saying that you didn't do something. The odds that refrigerator was going to show up to your door on this Friday were probably about 8%, if that high. There's no way. So I wouldn't trust this company at all. I would just get rid of them and just start this process new again. Yeah. I mean, you're going to get your money back, so you're not losing anything, which is great, but even... So it's a no-brainer for me. Get rid of these people and get them out of your life.
Well, we'll see. Because I still have to get the money back. Now, that's on Home Depot, though, but they had to cancel it. So anyway.
I would trust Home Depot to get the money
back. Yes, yes, yes. This guy was very accommodating. At this point, realize I don't actually need a new fridge in the wintertime. So I was gung-ho because my fridge was on the fritz last year. But in the wintertime, it doesn't have to work as hard because... It's obvious reasons. It's right now in my neighborhood, it's 6 degrees. So obvious reasons. So it's functioning just fine right now. So I'm going to wait. I'll do it in the spring when I'm not so mad. But I apologize to the guy more than once because I started yelling. I rarely do that. I'm much calmer at home than I am at work.
I mean, it's fair because he's the entity representing your problem, right?
But it's not his fault,
though. No, of course, but he understands that. And you, at least, most people don't even take the time to say, oh, I'm sorry, and recognize. They just keep yelling and think that it's all his fault. So I'm sure he gets that all day. You were probably one of the nicer people that he dealt with.
I said, I do this all the time. I do it to my family and friends, too. It's not just you.
I mean, it's fair, right?
Yeah.
He's the one there representing your problem, and he said, I get paid
to do this. And I was like, all right, you know what? I kind of have a similar role. I get paid to do that, too. So, okay, speaking of phone calls, we're going to take yours coming up next. And the question is, What's the biggest stunner of the NFL season to date? So we've already got your answers coming in on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Speaking of yelling, did you all hear Kelly Stafford, Matthew Stafford's wife, on a podcast in the wake of the Rams beating the Bucks and Matthew's encounter? She calls him Matthew, so I will too. Matthew's encounter with Ndamukong Suh, his former teammate. Now, we had talked about this. I obviously wasn't here Sunday night, but Monday night we talked about it. Wait until you hear her yelling about it on the podcast that she recorded. And then I wondered briefly, did her husband know she was going to do the podcast ahead of time? Or did he hear it after the fact? Because I sometimes wonder how athletes feel about their significant others ranting about the way their loved ones were treated. She didn't say anything bad, but she definitely did give some details that I thought were interesting. So, biggest stunner of the NFL season to date, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll get to your responses coming up. I promise not to you. No, I shouldn't promise that.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Matt Gay, with 4 seconds on the clock, will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left hash. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium. 30-27 is the final. Gay, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, wins it from 30.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That Matt Gay game-winning kick was the shortest of the three game-winning kicks. And if you include Harrison Butker's game-tying kick for the Chiefs, it was the shortest. So we'll call it a chip shot. It was only 20 yards. The reason it was only 20 yards, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, and what they were able to do on that drive. They have no timeouts, right? So let's just backpedal a little bit to reset the scenario. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go all Leonard Fournette all the time in their two-minute drill. They get a touchdown run by Lenny, playoff Lenny, on fourth down to tie the game with 42 seconds remaining. On the next possession, which is, of course, the Rams, they've got no timeouts. So they have to zip it, whip it and zip it, baby. Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp, who is the best receiver in the NFL this year. First for 20 yards, then for 44 yards, and boom. Matt Gay is set up for a 20-yard kick. And the Rams head home to host the NFC Championship. It would be amazing, would it not, if you're the Rams. I'm not saying generally, but it would be amazing for the Rams if they, first of all, were able to break through against the Niners, because the Niners have had their number. It's brute strength versus a finesse game. At least it has been. But if they can beat the Niners, they go play back-to-back games in their own stadium. The NFC Championship and then the Super Bowl. That's never happened before. In fact, last year was the first time a home team ever got to play for a championship in its own stadium. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. J.B. Long is the voice of Rams Radio. And Cooper Kupp, unassuming as he is off the field, demonstrative on the field, was just named the Pro Football Writers Association Offensive Player of the Year.
It's obviously an incredible honor. Very thankful. Honored to be able to be named to that team. And what my beliefs are on this, and any accolades that you receive being a team award. So I'm just thankful to be a part of the team that I am.
No doubt. And for Matthew Stafford, I love this quirky nerd alert. The fact that he's been the quarterback who has passed the ball to the two receivers who accumulated more than 1,900 yards receiving in a single season. One Megatron, to Cooper Kupp. That's it. And Stafford was the quarterback both times.
That's nerd stuff.
It is, and yet I love it. 1,947 yards, tops in the NFL. Oh, he's so close to 2,000 yards. 145 catches, most in the league. 16 touchdowns, also first in the league. What was the biggest stunner of the NFL season to date? Great responses already on social media, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Let's work in a couple calls here because I promised. 855-212-4227. Andrew is listening in Michigan. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy. Long time, probably my 10th time calling in. Love your show.
Thank you.
First off, on what you were talking about earlier, I am type 1 diabetic. The Libra actually does put a little miniature needle into your skin and your bloodstream, so that's how it monitors your blood sugar.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But in terms of shocking, I think number one, the Henry Ruggs thing is number one for me. But on the Stafford topic, being a growing up a Lions fan and always looking up to that dude over in Green Bay, Matt Stafford, in terms of like legacy, granted Aaron Rodgers has a lot more bigger wins and things like that, Stafford's one win away from the same number of NFC championships, which is pretty crazy considering when you think of greatest quarterbacks to ever do it, Aaron Rodgers' name comes up, and he's only got the one Super Bowl, one NFC championship.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Just one. Just one Super Bowl, just one NFC championship. I do laugh when people say that because, obviously, it's not easy to get to the playoffs, to win any games. And so for us to, as fans, to so easily dismiss the fact that it's been done once. And I will say this. This is why I can't stand. I absolutely abhor wins as a quarterback stat because it's a team game. And Matthew Stafford has been an above average quarterback ever since he got into the NFL. And yet he played in a place where they did not have complete teams or where they ran into other teams, obviously, who were better. If it was all about Stafford, I have no doubt that he would have had more division titles or more NFC championship appearances, but it's not. It's a freaking team sport.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Unfortunately, we still can't get away from that talk nationally.
Oh, I sure the hell can.
Oh,
I've said over and over again that QB win should not be a statistic because I hate it. Now, I will say this about Stafford. I am thrilled for him. I do not know him. He would not know me if we walked by each other on the sidewalk. But sports is really kind of the one thing that can make me so supremely happy for humans I do not know. And I am thrilled for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, couldn't have happened to a better guy, in my opinion. They did a lot for Detroit while they were here. They still do. But back to the Aaron Rodgers thing, the Green Bay Packers having the number one seed, second year in a row, losing playoff games at home. There's got to be some accountability. I mean, they're too good of a team to just blank out 10 points like that. Granted, the weather stunk. Still, I think for as much drama as Aaron Rodgers brought to that organization over the last year, I think there needs to be accountability on not his end, Matt LaFleur's end, because they flaked out 2 years in a row and they're too good to put up that little fight in the playoffs, in my opinion.
Well, they actually have lost in three straight NFC championships. So it's two sides of the coin. The first is that they've gotten to the NFC championship all 3 years that he's been there. But that's amazing. No coach has ever done that. No team has ever had 13 plus wins in three consecutive seasons. So there's something to be said for that. But agreed, they've run into teams that were either playing better or had a great strategy. And in all three cases, the offense certainly has to bear some of the responsibility. So I appreciate that, Andrew. Thanks for calling from Michigan. And I appreciate the support too about the Libra, because I don't know. I'm going to give it for penny or get it for penny, but I know that it's something the vet is recommending. 855-212-4227. Dan is in Wisconsin. Dan, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, great to talk to you, first of all. And I really want to thank you for your 7 years. I know that a few weeks ago, everybody was celebrating what you've done so far. I wanted to call in later. I mean, we should be celebrating all the time. You're an excellent, excellent radio host. And I just wanted to say thank you for your 7 years. But I also wanted to ask you about your family. I really appreciate when you talk about grandma and her responses and so on and so forth. So can you just tell us what she's thought about football so far? If she's had any, you know, sometimes quirky responses or anything like that, that'd be interesting to me.
Not since week number one. So her assessment of the Packers in week one is, I don't think they were trying very hard. That was the big insight about their loss to the Saints. I know I haven't spoken to her since the NFC Championship because I've had my own issues going on. But she watches my uncle. She's not a huge football fan. It's funny how people always assume Grammy is hanging on. I mean, she goes to bed at halftime when they play at night. So she's 100 years old. She's seen a lot, but she actually doesn't love football. She doesn't love the violence of the sport, which I understand. She watches with my uncle, and she knows what's happening because a lot of people in her community are Packers fans. But honestly, she could take it or leave it. It's not a big thing for her. She likes to watch basketball with me, which I think is fun.
Does she have a favorite team?
Well, she's a Wisconsin native and has lived in the state her entire 100 years. So I think if you ask her, she would say she roots for the Packers, but she's not a huge fan.
But basketball, she's a big Bucks fan then as well.
Oh, no. I think she knows the Bucks are in Milwaukee, but she just likes to watch the game with me because she knows that I played and she knows what I do for a living.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you for taking my call, Amy.
Sure. Thanks for asking about Grammy Helen. Yeah, I have to call her. I've heard from no one on the Wisconsin side of the family. We had all these family emails bouncing back and forth late last week and into the weekend because we're planning Grammy's 100th birthday celebration, but not a peep from anyone in the, well, it's my dad's side of the family, anyone in the Wisconsin side of the family since the game. It's almost as though it's not going to be acknowledged. We're just going to wait until it doesn't hurt as much, and then we'll resume communicating like it never happened.
If you don't talk about it, it never happens.
That's right. Ostrich, head in the sand, baby. But I'm sure they're disappointed. Here are a few of your responses on social media. Kevin on Twitter, the whole John Gruden fiasco. And so that certainly was a stunner much earlier in the season, not only for the Raiders, but also because he was there and then he was gone. Steven says the Jets beating two teams that made the playoffs and both won their divisions. That's why I love football. John on Twitter, the two number one seeds being eliminated in the divisional round. By the way, that's not happened since 2010. Nerd alert. He says San Francisco going into Dallas and Green Bay to earn playoff wins. The Ravens 8-3 and losing their last six games. Yeah, that was a huge stunner. And missing the playoffs, John finishes. And also the Chargers missing the playoffs the way they did. What was the biggest stunner in the NFL season to date? It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.